Okay, so last night I was flying back from California, and there were people that were on my flight that were coming back from their winter vacation. So that sounds strange, because the YU winter vacation ended a month ago, but the Yeshivish winter vacation just ended yesterday. So I figured now's a good time to talk about a vacation, Shaila. I got a text over the course of vacation. Someone was in a hotel in Colorado, and there were a lot of from families staying there, and it is a timeshare hotel. You rent rooms directly through the hotel, but people own the units in the hotel. They're like little apartments, and there are people, the owner's names are on the door, meaning you know who the owner is, and some of the chaver there were suggesting that they require an Erev Chatzeros if they're going to stay there over Shabbos, and others said, what do you mean, Rav Moshe? We rely on Rav Moshe. So the person reached out to me, said, what's Rav Moshe? Do we rely on Rav Moshe, and does it apply in a timeshare hotel? So let's discuss very briefly some of the issues with Erev Chatzeros in hotels. So first of all, just what is an Erev Chatzeros? So the halacha is that you're allowed to carry in a Rosh HaSayachit, right? So if you have a house, you're allowed to carry throughout your house, and you have to worry about that on Shabbos. However, when you have a chatzer, which has a bunch of houses that are opened up into it, so midrabanan, even though midaraisa, it's a Rosh HaSayachid, you should be allowed to carry there as well. Midrabanan, Chazal required in order to be allowed to carry in a Rosh HaSayachid, where multiple families have access within the same chatzer, they require an Erev Chatzeros. An Erev Chatzeros requires two things. First of all, it requires mechitzos around the area, whether it be in the form of a Tzuras HaPesach or actual mechitzos, some sort of doorway to block passage from inside to outside. And the second thing that it requires is that you collect some food, and that food is jointly owned by everybody. So typically in our communities, there's a box of matzah somewhere that serves as the Erev Chatzeros. Right, any Erev you have in your community is essentially an Erev Chatzeros, which has mechitzos around it. That's why they put up the strings around the community, and they have the box of matzahs. Now, how do you collect them with the food? You can either collect a roll of bread from each Jewish family that lives in the surrounding houses in the chatzer. Shulchan Aruch brings up that possibility in Simon Shin Samach Vav Sif Aleph, or you could collect flour from each of the families and bake it all into one big loaf of bread. The Ramah mentions that in Si'if Vav, or one person could take a roll or a piece of bread that he owns and say that he's being makneh to all the other Jewish families in the chatzer and do some sort of kinyan. And then another Jew picks it up and does a kinyan on behalf of everybody else. Shulchan Aruch lays all of this out. This is like a very straightforward kind of process. Each individual Jew in the chatzer has to own one grogeris of bread, up until 18 people. Once you have 18 people or more, so then we just assume that 18 grogeris is going to be enough for everybody. So we assume that if you have a box of matzahs, no matter how big the community is, no matter how many people are there, a box of, really, you don't even need a whole box, probably 4 or 5 matzahs is enough, and that would cover for everybody, and that's the concept of Erev Chatzeros. Great, okay, so now you're staying in a hotel, you would think that this would be exactly that kind of situation. I have my hotel room, you have your hotel room, we have all these different families that share these common areas that are undoubtedly a Rosh HaSayachid, right? The hallways are, and the lobby is a Rosh HaSayachid. It's totally surrounded by walls, but there are different families that are accessing these common areas. So you would think you would need an Erev Chatzeros. What would it take to make an Erev Chatzeros? Well, the first part about making mechitzos, that's already done. The hotel is a building. So unless you want to use the outside areas, which would be more complicated, but just so the first part's already done. But then you would need to get a box of matzahs and be makneh to all the Jewish families, and you would need to, and the tricky part over here is that the common areas over here are owned by non-Jewish people, by the owners of the municipality or the hotel in this case. So you need to be koneh from them the right to use all of those common areas as well. So you would need to go to someone who has the rights to all of the common areas, all of the public areas, and have a conversation with him and make some sort of kinyan on that in addition to the box of matzos. So it would seem that that would be the case. However, there are heterim that can apply in a hotel. First of all, if you're the only Jewish family in the hotel, you don't need an Erev Chatzeros. A second heter is that an Erev Chatzeros is not needed if all the Jewish families in the hotel are eating all their meals together. So if you're all eating your meals in the same place, so you're not going to need an Erev Chatzeros. However, if there's anybody not eating meals with you, someone's not feeling well, he's going to eat in his room, a mashkiach who's not going to eat with the rest of the people, so then you will require an Erev Chatzeros. But if you have two or more Jewish families families in a hotel and the families are not going to be eating their meals together, so then we have a shaila. Do you need an Erev Chatzeros or do you not need an Erev Chatzeros in a hotel? So Rav Moshe has a famous kula. Rav Moshe's Tshuva in Nigros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, says that one does not require an Erev Chatzeros because the entire hotel is owned by a single person or a single entity, a group of people, and they own the furniture in all of the rooms, and they have the right to enter the rooms and to move you from one room to the other room. So since they have full rights over even the area that you're staying, so even though a Jew may rent some of those rooms, all of the rooms are considered to be under the control of the non-Jew who owns the hotel, because they own the things that are the furniture and things like that. They have a tfisas yad in every room in the hotel. But when I rent the room, I'm renting the furniture also, so doesn't that take away their tfisas yad? Rav Moshe says, no, your rental doesn't take away the tfisas yad, and therefore an eruv is not necessary. It's all under one jurisdiction, one rule, and that's the owner. However, the Dvar Avram disagrees. The Dvar Avram, Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed, writes that an eruv chatzeros should be made in a hotel, and even though, generally speaking, the halach is if someone rents for less than 30 days, you don't need an eruv because there's no sense of kvius. But he says that's only when the owner actually lives there. But if the owner doesn't live there anyway, so he doesn't have a sense of kvius either. So therefore, you're going to require an eruv chatzeros. So therefore, you need to go over to someone, a manager of the hotel, have a conversation with him, and make an eruv chatzeros according to the Dvar Avram. So what would you do? So one of the Jewish people staying at the hotel should go to the manager, give him a dollar, and tell him that I want to rent the hallways and the right to carry in the hallways and the common areas during Shabbos. You could tell him, don't worry, I'm not taking over your whole hotel. This isn't going to be something that's going to change your life in any way. It's just something that we need in order for us to be able to carry our stuff from one room to the other. And then you take the box of matzahs, and if you can't find the box of matzahs in Colorado, you go to the local grocery store. There's always a kosher aisle, and all they ever have in a kosher aisle is jars of gefilte fish and boxes of matzahs, and maybe some gold Hanukkah gelt or something. Right? So you go and you buy the box of matzahs, and you say, "Badeine ruva yeshar lana lafuki layuli min abatim lachatz min lachatz lebatim bais bais lachatz," etc. It's printed, and you just read the and yes, you know what it means, that with this eruv we're going to be allowed to carry from one place to the other. And if you want to make it more long term, you say bein b'shabbazov bein b'shar shabbos v'yom tovim kol zman she'eruv kayim, that it should be not just for this Shabbos but should be for other Shabbosos as well. And then you give it to someone else who's Jewish, and they make the kinyan on behalf of everybody. That other person that's Jewish should not be your spouse or a child of yours who relies on you like a single child. And then they keep the box of matzahs in one of the hotel rooms, and that way you have your Erev Chatzeros. Now, that's if you need an Erev Chatzeros. So what about this timeshare situation? So Rav Moshe had this big kula by a hotel. By a hotel, it's not a problem because there's one owner and he controls everything. And since there's only one owner, there's no need. Does that apply to a timeshare? So I wasn't sure if that applies to a timeshare situation. It's a timeshare hotel. There are multiple owners. Their names are on the door. You know exactly who the owners are. Many of them are probably Jewish also. So it's not so poshut that you could just rely on Rav Moshe in that case. I thought in this case they probably should make an Eruv. One thing is clear, though, that none of this works if the Nachri with whom you do the Schiris Rishus has no idea what's going on. Very often, they go over to the hotel manager, and they say, oh, I need to do a Schiris Rishus, and I'm going to give you a dollar, I'm renting out the common areas, and his eyes are glazed over, and he has no idea what you're talking about, and then you give him a dollar, he's like, okay, and then, you're a happy customer, oh, you're a happy customer, I'm a happy manager, and he has no idea what just happened. Rabbi Elio Reisman, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman's son, once told me that his grandfather, Rav Yaakov Spitzer, Zichron Levrach, was the owner of a business. It was called Revival Home Healthcare. And instead of making a holiday party, which can get tricky in terms of doing that, he used to make a Shabbaton once a year. He had Jewish employees, non-Jewish employees, but he made a Shabbaton in the Raritan Center, and they rented out a bunch of hotel rooms. So L'Rav Chadimilsi wanted to make an Erev Chatzeros, even though he passed like Rav Moshe. So he went to the manager and he started describing religious Jews don't carry from private domain to public domain, and the guy's eyes are glazing over, and he clearly has no idea what he's talking about. And finally the manager says, oh wait, you mean the dollar? And he says, what do you mean? I mean the Dalit. He says, yeah. Every time there are religious Jews that come here, one religious Jew comes over to me, talks to me for 5 minutes about stuff I don't understand. Then he gives me a dollar, and he has a smile on his face, and he's happy. So you mean the dollar? Okay, I'll take your dollar, no problem. So obviously that would not work, right? Meaning if you're going to do an Erev Chatzeres, you need to actually make sure that you're going to do an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, have a great day, everybody.